Minnesota update. Government comes back to life. Minnesota lawmakers have finally agreed on a budget deal that ended a three-week state government shutdown, and things are slowly, very slowly, returning to normal. Minnesota Star Tribune writer Bob von Sternberg described the situation well. Like a rusted, frozen-up wheel that just got a shot of lubricant, Minnesota state government is starting to get back to business. About 22,000 state employees, out of work for 20 days, started reporting back to work Thursday, beginning at 6 a.m., or at the start of their usual shifts. For the public, services and amenities are starting to reopen, too. The Department of Driver and Vehicle Services are processing driver's licenses, vehicle registrations, and driver's tests. Some state parks were open for day use by Friday, others by the weekend. Minnesotans who are feeling lucky can buy state lottery tickets. For many, the service most missed during the shutdown was the issuing of driver's licenses and permits. This was especially true of young people seeking their first permits to drive. 16-year-old Alexis Prattley, who got a new car for her birthday, failed her test the day before the government closed and had to wait impatiently until yesterday for another try. She passed. Since the new budget is a compromise deal that no one likes, people are already thinking ahead to June 30, 2013, when it expires. Will there be another shutdown then? Some lawmakers are considering ways to prevent that from happening. One idea is to pass a law that would keep state government operating at existing funding levels, even if legislators fail to agree on a new budget. There are likely to be many more ideas as well.